We're back here on Giants.com as we continue our position preview series. Today, we take a look at the linebacker spot, a place where there's really more questions than any other position. Every single position is up for grabs, and middle linebacker is where we'll start. Mark Herzlich lined up with the first teamers in spring practice, at OTAs, and in minicamp. He has some lofty expectations and goals for 2013.
My goal is to perform at my highest level and to break into the starting role. And I think that that's something that I had done briefly my rookie year and then had an injury set me back. And so, you know, I'm hungry and ready to get back at that spot.
Backing him up is Dan Connor. He was with the Cowboys last year. Before that, he played his natural middle linebacker position with the Panthers in a 4-3 defense. He has a lot of experience. He's good against the run on first and second down, and he will fight Mark Herzlich for that starting spot. Now, one expected starter on the outside is Jaquan Williams. He's entering his third season and has a ton of talent, but he has to prove he's consistent enough, knows the playbook well enough, and most of all can stay healthy to start on that side of the field. He has the size to stop the run. He has the speed to cover linebackers, but he's coming back from offseason knee surgery. He finally practiced at minicamp. The Giants hope he's healthy in 2013. Then you have two other guys with injury problems, Aaron Curry and Keith Rivers. The Giants brought in Aaron Curry, a former top 10 pick, after coming off very bad knee problems. He hasn't produced since he's been drafted. They take a flyer, hope he flashes some of that talent that made him so valuable coming out of college. Then you have Keith Rivers. He showed the Giants in training camp last year that he knows how to play when he's healthy. The problem is that he was often inactive on game days last year because of a lot of injury problems in the lower body. So he needs to get healthy. If he's there, there's a good chance he starts. But the Giants need these two veterans, one of them, to stay healthy and play well. The Giants also brought in a veteran this offseason, Kyle Bosworth. He's a special teamer. He's an effort guy. The Giants think he might be able to help and provide some extra competition. Do not forget about Spencer Paysinger. This is a guy that last year earned his way onto the field at the end of the season. He played in nickel packages, and he's a little smaller. He's faster. He has to prove he can stand up at the point of attack and really do everything the Giants need out of their linebackers in the physical sense. Now, as you can see, the Giants have a lot of talent here. They have a lot of guys with a lot of different skill sets. And linebacker coach Jim Herman will have to mix and match and use these guys where they're most effective.
I think our guys do a good job of that. They understand that, hey, look, one snap we could be in base, next snap we can be in nickel, next snap we could be in goal line. It doesn't matter. But the more mature they are, the easier it is for them to handle. It's just part of the game.
Thanks for joining us. We hit the secondary next on Giants.com. Training camp is closing in, folks. Let's get ready right here on Giants.com. Stay tuned.